right, welcome back, everybody. If you haven't noticed already, we have a veteran. we got Alex. If anybody doesn't know who Alex is, he's my brother. He's one of the original podcast hosts that were on here before. So welcome back.
Thank you. Been like, what, like 50 years?
Just about. If you look at his beard, you see how much he aged.
This is all just aged from like the last time I was here.
Yeah.
I believe that statement, actually. I won't lie.
Yeah, so glad to have you back. You know, we're just gonna have a crazy, crazy episode today because you know you're here and then Aaron's finally back in person. Yep. So you know we're gonna have a good time. So let's start with Nintendo suing the Switch emulator, Yuzu. So now, do you think they're gonna win?
Now, from what I've read, and you know, my friend's a lawyer. They don't technically have a case against them,
which I heard about. Yeah. Because they're just giving the emulator. They don't have the ROM,
the keys,
for Nintendo
or anything like. Yeah. They don't have stuff.
So
like
they're kind of safe in a way.
They are, but they don't stop Nintendo from burying them.
Well, they're fucking bullies.
Yeah, they are exactly. They're bullies.
They're greedy as hell and bullies.
Yes.
So they don't stop them from burying them in legal fees, which they'll probably do, honestly. Because Nintendo has like what, probably 900 lawyers, for being honest.
Yeah.
So, but it's just interesting that they never went after an emulator in a long time. They could have, you know, the precedent has been set, but like, no, they're not illegal. It's not really a console. You're simply reverse engineering, not the code. I forgot how it works, but then just. You're emulating the functions of the console rather than the console itself.
It's legal to emulate.
Yeah, it's legal to emulate it. So they just thought, oh, we're not going to mess with that. That's what it is. But they kind of been low-key doing stuff here and there to mess with. They shut down Darkfront on Steam, which is wild. But they can't shut it down on PC. They can shut it down on Steam, though. Just down on PC.
Yeah, it's more open, I guess.
Yeah, it's more
hidden.
Open.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
I can see them not winning the case of, like, suing them for, you know, having the Switch emulator.
Yeah.
But I can see them having them shut it down because it takes part of being using the ROMs and stuff. Like if they put the ROMs on it, because it's a Yuzu's a big Switch thing. It's like one of the main ones.
Emulators.
So, really?
I mean, the worst case is that they can have them shut down if they really, really fight it. But like what I heard is like once one emulator falls, another one.
There's two Switch emulators out there already.
It's like a Hydra. Yeah. Like you got one.
Yeah, there's a completely another. I don't forgot the name of the other emulator because I don't really emulate that much. I don't even play Switch.
So
in general. So,
well, yeah. The thing is though, they're arguing that apparently I don't know how they got these numbers, but they said that over 1 million copies of Tears of the Kingdom were pirated.
Yeah.
That's the same. So maybe they will have the numbers on that. 1 million copies of Tears.
They got to show proof of that, though.
They do. They got to show proof of that. But that's not something you can't blame that on Yuzu.
Yeah,
they don't offer the ROM. They don't offer the keys.
It's like me saying, "Oh, I'm not paying $70 for this shit. I'm gonna get it for free."
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So 1 million of those people said that shit, and they decided to do it their way. You know what I'm saying?
First of all, that's 1 million is a big number.
That's a huge number.
I can see why Nintendo is pissed about that. So we're gonna bully you into the ground, and we get our money back. They said that's our damages because you got people to go to you instead of us.
But if they would put their first party stuff on sale, they wouldn't have this problem.
Exactly.
Well, precisely.
If you were here like 10, 12 episodes ago, then yes.
Nintendo never puts it. Like, I'm pretty sure Mario, like the first, like Odyssey is still 60
bucks. Every Switch game is still 60.
Why is that a thing?
Now, still waiting for Bayonetta 2. Like,
it's not going down.
We're waiting for Metroid Prime 4.
You
ain't never going to get Bayonetta. At a cheap price. Unless,
I can't wait to play Metroid.
Unless you use Yuzu.
No, they don't.
But he said, I can't wait to play Metroid when I'm 50.
My grandkids are
going
to be playing that one.
That's when you're going to play it.
I think they have something there. Nintendo has something, but it's not going to stop emulation.
It's not.
Emulation will always be alive.
It's enough to get it to stop. Yeah.
No, they're doing it to scare others off. That's what they're doing.
That's all they always do. It's scare tactics.
Yeah.
They always try to, like.
Even though, like they said, like you was reading about, they technically don't have a case because you can't You can't. You really can't shut it down. Like, they're not offering the keys, not offering the games. It's just that a bunch of most likely PC players thought to themselves, but, hey, I'm not paying $74 over here. I'm not doing that.
I'm about to say, they're probably doing it because of Paul World and stuff like that, too. Like,
they want to scare people off. So that's how you scare people off. Show your case, your little corporation muscles and everything. Like, we can crush you as soon as you do the rail.
I don't think that works. Like, it's just from the consumer standpoint.
Hell no. From the consumer standpoint.
That makes the other developers look scared. But to us, there's like, Nintendo sucks at this point. Like,
okay, hold up.
As far as business practice. As a company, they suck. Like, they're starting to go on the route of EA where it's like, they just.
The only thing they got for them is their fucking first parties, because you can't get it really anywhere else.
Right.
For now.
Yeah, for now.
For now.
See, they got that mindset.
Just
of,
temporarily.
Like, they got that mindset of like, you know, we only have these first parties, so we're not going to like share it.
Yeah.
We're not going to do anything with
it. Well, that's Sony just recently started sharing their first party.
Just recently.
But even then, you still have to wait 2 to 3 years.
At least they put their stuff on sale.
They do.
They do, yes.
The last time something like this happened was when Pokemon Heart Gold and Soul Silver came out, and they said apparently close to like 15 million copies were pirated. That's insane. So I'm like,
a lot of Pokemon fans.
So I don't know.
I didn't take part of that.
No, so I guess I'm more interested in how they get those numbers, right?
It's because they just assume they have some kind of chart for something and then assume the rest.
They're assuming the rest.
And I think they also going after their GoFundMe because of that. The company that's emulated.
So that's the problem. Yeah, the company does have a GoFundMe. Yuzu, they do have a GoFundMe. So that might be.
Who has a GoFundMe?
Yuzu.
Why?
I don't know. So that might be the nail they're coming for.
They're scared and we're like, we got to get these legal fees. So, you know, send donations, please. if you want us to still help you guys out.
Yeah, that's the donations.
Because it's not cheap to keep like a corporation like Nintendo off your back. That can't be cheap.
No, they come after you. They come after you.
They'll come after you hard.
Like, they send... DCMAs, the digital takedown notices, or where they send those to people on Twitter. This one dude talking about something. I got the early copy of Tears of the Kingdom. Nah, you can't do nothing, Nintendo. He that's basically what he was saying. To the out of nowhere.
Came
out a lot of you not. Like an hour later, the motherfucker was gone.
Have you heard of a game called
Just come out of the
Rain.
Shadows behind him?
Nintendo ninjas.
Yeah, Nintendo ninjas. They come at them.
If you want an example of how hard Nintendo goes after people, have you guys ever heard of Pokemon Uranium?
Yes, I've heard of that.
No.
It's a fan game. It's the fan.
I feel like this is one of those situations.
The fact that you've never heard of it. That'll tell you how hard Nintendo goes after their
people. So, they come down on that. It was a fan game.
It was a Pokemon fan game that was coming out. And like,
I've heard of fan games, like certain fan games. Yeah.
So like this, like when I tell you Nintendo came after the developers of this game hard.
They came after them hard on
this
one.
Game
but was, why this one specifically out of all of them?
Because this was like the most famous one.
Yeah, it was the most famous.
It wasn't that famous and I didn't know about it.
Well, I mean, you don't
play Pokemon like that, do you?
And not I mean, that, back then I did.
They had a Metroid remake. I had Metroid 2 remake fan game that they had out.
Yeah.
Nintendo got them good,
it was,
too.
That lasted what, like a
is
couple
this,
weeks?
Is this guy safe?
Like, I don't know if he's alive.
He's right now. He's in the Nintendo dungeons right now.
Oh, yeah, but the
it's,
show
it's
you,
like when you hit acceptable terms of service, and they just jump you in your house.
They just come kidnap.
We're legally allowed to be.
We're legally allowed to be. No, to show you a stark contrast with Resident Evil 2 remake. There was a remake already out before the one that Capcom made.
Yeah.
It was a fan. Yes. It was a fan remake. Mm-hmm. But guess what? Capcom asked them politely to shut it down and then invited those same people to their offices to show them the remake that they have in the works and asked for their input on it. That's good shit.
That's how you do it. You get the people who are making that thing, be like, hey, how can we fix our actual game?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And then, you know, that's like getting, you know, your fans to get actual feedback.
Nintendo is Gollum, Lord of the Rings.
Yeah,
my precious.
Nintendo's not doing it though. They'd be like, shut it down now, or we'll take your mother and we'll beat her to death.
Yeah, take your mother.
You have your whole family. Get rid of that. Yeah,
we'll take your leg from the kneecap down.
Gonna kill your cat.
We'll fit you for some cement shoes.
The thing about all that though is like these people aren't making money. So
they
like,
aren't.
So like, why are you so?
It's because
so
they're doing the people's deed where. they're helping others. They're like Robin Hood.
They are low key. Because people don't like, let's be honest, we all have played, I'm pretty sure we all played the Switch here, haven't we?
Yes.
Yeah, we all play one. Yes, the performance of the Switch is not the best.
No.
Some people like to play, and Tears of the Kingdom performance, Danny probably won't admit it, but Tears of the Kingdom performance is pretty shit at times.
It is. I never said that it was the best thing. When did I ever say that it was the best the graphics or anything? The graphics look the same.
But the performance is like kind of shitty. So to play it on emulator, you can boost the performance. You can play how the way you want to play, basically. And so
you can make it pretty.
Yeah. So it's like you said, Robin Hood. But Nintendo's like, no.
No, you're playing it our way. Frames.
Well, that's how I see emulators, and I see these people who do shit for free is that they're helping the community, you know, in a way that nobody else would do.
Exactly.
So in that way, you become popular. Somehow they get like sponsors or somebody that wants to work with them. That's how they get money, like donations and stuff. So if they ask for donations, people are like, fuck yeah, because he helped us for goddamn, how long now? How long has YouTube been out? Now Nintendo wants to go after it?
After like the eighth or seventh year to the Switch, and now they want to come after it.
Yeah, and to that too, like the only ones that were hackable was like pre-2018
Switches. Yeah, those only ones that was hackable. Yeah, so those like, the only ones.
Every Switch after 2018, they just
couldn't hack it. They just kept putting up more things than not hack it.
I think for me personally, I don't even know if anybody else would agree with me. I think that this shows Nintendo's weakness. Like they're kind of becoming weak. That fact that they have to come after emulator.
I think so. He's not lying. I think so.
I think it shows their corporate greed. Like it just shows that. Like,
well, we already knew the corporate.
Yeah, that much we didn't know.
Maybe not just corporate greed. I mean, like it shows that they don't want anyone to like even like remotely like take their IPs or like it's. I don't know.
Has Sony ever came after an emulator?
Never.
Has Xbox ever?
Sony did originally, like in 99, they came after a PS1 emulator.
We're in 24.
Yeah, but they lost. They lost. Wonder why they lost?
It's just an emulator.
It's just an emulator.
They can go after the ROMs and shit. Yeah. But again, even then, there's no BIOS. There's no like stuff that makes it
BIOS.
There's nothing that makes it super illegal.
Yeah, that makes it super illegal.
It's just them being petty and mad that more people are going to the free shit.
Yeah.
Well, that's the way, everybody always wants free. Nobody wants to pay so much money.
Nintendo's always had a problem supporting their fans. Honestly, if you look at the Smash Bros. Community, I don't know if in my place, 2000. I don't know if anyone played Smash Brothers competitive or anything like that.
Not
I don't
competitive,
oh,
but
I know.
But like that game's competitive scene is like very passionate. But Nintendo does everything in their power to make sure that they are fucked to the ground.
I heard about that story. They shut the tournament.
They shut it down.
Hold on, what?
They just shut the tournament down. Are you surprised by that? Why is that shocking to you?
That's like, bro, oh my God. That's so retarded.
That's shocking to you?
Not really. What do you think about it? Not really, but it's still BS though.
It is BS. Like, they don't support their... And unfortunately, because the Switch is very successful, they can kind of afford to do this.
Yeah.
They can kind of afford to do a lot. Especially now that they open Nintendo Worlds in fucking Orlando.
It's like Disney. Japan. It's like Disney where they hide the secret evil green shit with like Frozen.
Right under the ground.
And you know, like, well, my daughter wants to see Frozen, so.
Now I got to empty my pockets again.
Now I got pockets again.
The copyright is so bad at one point, a couple of years ago, like even playing the Nintendo games on YouTube, like they were copyright.
They will go after you. Yeah,
like, damn.
You still can't like go on Twitch and play Nintendo really games.
Nah, right? You got to be part of their creators program. Yeah,
to be in their specific creator program
I don't like I said I don't see this
going too far
but I don't know the problem is the
it could be a hit or miss depending on how pissed off Nintendo was.
I don't know Nintendo they're coming for blood man they want
they're always coming
for they're coming blood. For blood but yeah. I hope it doesn't because it sets a negative precedent for game preservation and all that stuff.
Well, we're gonna see again there's gonna be another emulator. they're going to be going after emulators all their life. So since we're already talking about gaming companies, let's talk about Sony laying off 900 employees. Now, this is what Jim Ryan said. So, quote.
Oh.
Yeah. quote. He said, however, the industry has changed immensely. And we need the future. We need to be future ready ourselves to set the business up for what lies ahead. What the fuck does that mean?
That's
how are you going to say that after firing 900 people?
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
What does that mean? So,
that statement justifies having more employees.
Exactly. Right?
Like, that's exactly. So counterintuitive to the action.
And in 2023, they laid off 10,000 people.
Ooh. Jeez.
Like, yep. Everywhere. Not just in the U.S., just everywhere.
Everywhere.
So, damn. Like...
Hold on. First of all, what? How many employees do they have?
A lot.
They could just drop 10,000 people?
They're in London. Apparently, I think they just shut down London's place. Yeah, but they're in London. They're everywhere.
They're everywhere. Sony's everywhere.
900 people, yeah. Apparently, bro, only 8%.
Think about it, Angel.
That's what I'm saying. So you know that's a lot.
Like, think about it. Damn. They're not only a gaming company. They make TVs.
Yeah,
they make electronics.
That's true.
They make shows, movies. They probably make fucking vehicles. They have little go-karts.
I get that, but I'm like, I was more so thinking of like, like, if they took off 10,000, imagine, like, just the actual number of what they still have. That's where my brain was going.
I mean...
Still, like, that's a lot of jobs.
That's a lot of jobs.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And apparently, for people are saying, one, the industry as a whole is being downsized. Microsoft laid off a bunch of Activision employees after they bought them. Like, the whole industry as a whole being... That's how it is. But... apparently, from what people were saying, what the news was saying and everything, Spider-Man 2 made a lot of money, just not enough to recoup the cost of the
So what is it? Like, they broke even, kind of?
Yeah, I'm not even sure. I can't imagine.
There's a lot in that game that I don't even know. I can't even imagine the number it took to fucking make the game.
So imagine how much A Last of Us 2 probably cost to make. Imagine how much, just a Spider-Man 2 cost to make.
The thing is that The Last of Us was better than Spider-Man 2.
It was?
Yeah.
I mean, but like...
Last of Us is like my favorite all-time game. Stories.
I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
You do that.
I have a big hot take. I think The Last of Us is incredibly overrated.
No, it is. But
hurt my soul, man.
Yeah, I know.
But like,
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying...
All right, back to what you were saying.
Yeah. Let's get back on track.
But he's like, I don't hear you.
When they downsize like that, How do I put this? That's how they... make sure that they're still making more money than what they're spending. That's how.
Yeah, so they're not overwhelmed with how many people they have to pay.
Exactly.
So they can ready their. I get it. And they ready their future, and then they bring people back.
Precisely, yeah, and apparently
to make sure they're still turning a profit.
Precisely, yeah. And now that makes them able to renegotiate how much they're going to pay future employees. Obviously.
Yeah, but they're also giving these people packages too, like deals and stuff. Like, hey, we're going to lay you off, but we're going to help you out with this, or we're going to give you.
That's
this
pretty cool. Stuff,
which is fine.
No, that's cool.
I guess they're giving them not what they're making exactly because they're no longer working for them, but uh-huh. They're helping them out in a way that you're not just being like, oh, you're fired. That's it. You know what I'm saying?
That is Nintendo shit right there. I feel like Nintendo would do that.
Yeah.
I'm going to put my temporary hat on and say that. Getting ready for the AIs to replace the employees.
You're probably fucking right. Development costs are as high. Honestly, to see a game like Helldivers 2, which is a double A studio, not a triple A, but to see the way that it is, they probably was so surprised. And we talked about it, so surprised by it because not much went into developing it. But
was that AI generated?
No, game? I don't think.
It's going to be Helldivers iRobot all over again.
Yeah.
Pretty iRobot all over again.
For a game like Spider-Man. Now, let's just explore Spider-Man. A-list voice actors. A-list motion capture. That's if anyone's been in film, you know that's like very expensive.
Yeah.
We're talking about a game world that had to be tested by game testers. That's not cheap either.
No.
We're talking about years of like development time and research into
everything right.
Yeah, hiring writers. That's also not expensive. That's also not cheap. Yeah.
And they actually took the time to actually put like life inside the building. So if you like are on a building, you can see inside of their apartment.
Precisely.
And they're like cooking food or watching TV.
That's a lot of detail.
Little things that like people think is like so easy to
see,
do.
Actually, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but like on that point, that's one of the things that I absolutely love. Like I've noticed that
like
over
detail.
A while, I start noticing the small detail.
Like I don't give a fuck.
I start to like put, you know, really appreciate it because, you know, like you just said, how you can climb up on a window and see inside the building. And you can actually see them doing stuff. There's actual detail in there.
So let me clear this up for the audience because I know somebody smart is going to have to say something. So
probably me.
now you guys know me from the past, from the other episodes and stuff, and I always tell you guys that I like frames over graphics. Now, when I say detail, it doesn't necessarily have to be the best looking thing.
I know.
It just has to be, you know, oh, I can see that they pass you an item and the item actually comes out of their hand and not just disappears into their inventory.
Like, yeah, that's what I mean. It's the little detail that I
like.
That
Last
I like
of
pay
Us, you can see her pulling the drawer open and grabbing the item in her hand and then putting
it's
it in
immersive. Her it's immersive.
That's what I
it's
like.
It's immersive.
Yes.
And it's awesome when they take the time to do that. But just, you know, that costs a lot.
It does cost a lot.
Yeah, because they're using the same equipment, like mocap suits, like they use movies. And
like movies are made with.
Fucking Diablo. You kill a monster, coins come out in the snow, and you see the imprint of the snow.
And Diablo's cutscenes are fucking high tier.
I
just not thought, I didn't even realize that. I don't pay attention.
We
noticed.
Like, as the game is not like graphically intense because the type of game that it is, but you see like the feet in the snow. You see the breathing out of the people.
Yeah.
So I think like
some Red Dead 2 stuff.
Shit like that. I like.
And then even on the mini map too, like on the top right hand corner, wherever you're walking in the snow in the mini map, you can see your footprints too on where you
That's
went.
That's impressive. That's impressive.
And all this while keeping 60 frames. Look at that.
It's not easy. But I mean, and to be fair, honestly, somebody might mention this. This isn't just a Sony thing. Like I said before, everyone is laying off. There's an industry-wide thing.
Around the world.
Exactly. Even Disney. But Microsoft, they recently laid off some people too, and myself. This is how, unfortunately, companies restructured. This is how they restructured. Yeah. They lay people off, get
where they need to be, and then bring people back.
Exactly, precisely.
Because what do you think is going to happen within half the year or whatever, however long it takes people?
Exactly.
You're going to hear, Sony hired 10,000 other people or 11,000 people.
Sony did just mention that they're cutting their PS5 projections short because they're supposed to sell, like, I think, 25 million copies? But
they're only
21. So they have to, so their shareholders are like, all right, we're not going to sell that much. How are we going to get that call? They'll get that money back a different way. So it's like, all right, we got to lay off some people.
It is a business before anything.
It still kind of baffles me because Sony does more than just gaming.
That's true.
But they have a certain amount of funds allocated to the PlayStation division. That's the problem.
If that's involvement with that department.
Exactly.
It's all separate.
It's not like they could just pull money from Sony TV department.
The other department.
I'm sure there's a way they could be like, let's borrow from the movie industry.
I'm sure Microsoft does it too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm sure let's borrow that, and then when we make more, and then we'll put it back.
But let's be honest,
take a loan out.
Sony's movie department ain't got no money either.
They don't.
We'll talk about that later. Oh boy.
Yeah, so
I can't wait for that one.
Yeah, that kind of sucks. But you know, I hope the people who got laid off are being well taken care of. If not, fuck you, Sony. But not because, you know, I do like your product.
And you owned a PlayStation.
Yeah.
So shut your shit down.
But that's not even the point. But I was just, you know, just
I kind of seen it coming too. Because Last of Us, they laid off a bunch of employees too back then, like a year ago.
It's a business thing. I get it. But it just sucks. It does suck. So let's move into something a little different here. So can video games really change someone's life, do you think? I think so.
Yeah.
Life.
If I didn't play any video games in my lifetime, I would not be where I am right now.
Really? Bored as hell.
I would probably be in like...
the corporate world?
Yeah, probably.
The corporate world.
I'd probably be a fucking robot.
Gee, I only brought this up because I was talking to Nick and Don about it. There was a Street Fighter VI tournament that happened, and the winner of it won $1 million. That is unprecedented for any fucking game, just in general.
That's pretty.
You know that $1 million set someone up for life. That sets someone up for life.
Any competition that helps people, like if you win, you get money.
That's what I said. Someone won $1 million playing Street Fighter.
Was this like a competition?
Think about
Evo or something.
Yeah, like Fortnite. A tournament.
Fortnite tournaments. People win like $5 million.
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking wild.
Exactly.
Of course games change people's lives.
Yeah, imagine.
In situations like this and in situations of just being home and playing a video game for the first time, that's going to change your path in your life and what you're going to do.
How sweaty they must have been. Like,
oh, I can imagine.
I'm trying to get the advantage over one another.
I'm pretty sure the controllers they use don't work anymore.
They definitely had some try-hard panties on.
Yeah, I think I'm for sure.
I do like the detail in her her outfit. Her outfit. Like, it crimps up and everything. It's pretty, sick.
See, that falls in line with the little details. Yeah. The smaller stuff.
Yeah.
That's $1 million.
That's before taxes.
Oh, yeah.
So he probably won, like, a good, like, maybe, like,
$600K.
Which is still a lot of money. I would take $50K.
I'll take $10 for that if any of you got it.
I was going to say, give me a hoagie down the street.
Yeah. McDonald's gave me a 60.
We look at like how, and gaming has changed a lot of our lives. I'm sure it has changed a lot of our lives. But it's not, we probably didn't even think that we would be able to make money off of just playing games.
Oh, yeah.
But there's a toll that takes place. We have to be the best to make the money.
Hold on, one second, Nick. Go reverse for a second. I just want to know if you guys saw that too.
So what happened?
Real quick, think about the people who make the games. That changes their life too.
A little bit, yeah. Just about like 10 seconds more. That's fine. That's fine. So what I want, like, basically what I'm looking at is just watch these two actually go at it for a second. When she goes to like kick up, watch how he blocks. It and like, you know, where she like kicked him across his face, he actually went that way, you know, from it's stuff like that that I like, because for example, like when Xenoverse came out, we all thought that was like the craziest thing, right? But like, we at the time we're like, oh, this, you know, this game looks crazy, that, you know, all that looks good. But then you would see, as what you're watching them fight, the blowback isn't matching where I'm hitting you.
Oh,
you
know what I mean? Yeah.
Whereas this does. That's the detail that I like. You know, right. I want to see, like, if I, where I hit you, there's impact there.
Yeah, the gravity.
Speaking of impact, that looked like it hurt.
Dude, no, that's crazy. It just,
God damn.
No, I'm by the game.
Where her chin at?
I was like, wait, when this?
But I didn't think ever in my life that we would get to the point where we were making money off of games. Like, what was the first game with people were making money off? What was the first game that people was actually able to make money off of?
Call of Duty, maybe?
It actually might be Call of Duty.
Was it Call of Duty?
Because I know Call of Duty was the first. And it is.
Halo used to have like tournaments. Right. Like, when Halo.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Halo 2, I think.
Right, they used to do worldwide tournaments.
That's crazy.
But do we even know what the first gaming tournament would be?
I don't know, actually. I don't know.
Pac-Man.
Yeah, like the arcades.
Yeah, the arcades. Yeah. People with money at that time, too.
That's true.
But it was probably like $1,000, but that was a lot back then.
But like, back then.
Would y'all be even willing to get that good?
Oh, Pong.
To get that.
They had a Pong tournament?
Wow. If I didn't have kids, yeah, probably.
You would be willing to get that good?
I would play every time after work.
Really?
And try to get that good to win that money.
You would really do that? I'm not sure if I... Cause I play these fucking games. I don't like doing that.
Yeah, I don't know if... I don't.
It's going to be a lot, but to win that much...
To win that much.
I have more of a chance doing this than winning the lottery.
That's crazy. It's true. That is so true.
I'll take my chances.
Take your chances,
but I got two beautiful kids, so I can't do that.
It depends on the game, because like if it's like I'm not.
It's got to be a game I like. Obviously.
Yeah, listen, I'm not gonna try to like get good in Valorant or nothing like that.
It's at a point that like people are getting money from like doing speed runs in games. So, like,
and that's the wildest shit. I was called a weirdo in school doing it.
I mean, you're still a weirdo, but
I'm still a weirdo. But the fact of it is, nowadays people will sit there, just watch you, and you'll earn money from that. I know it's weird to say this in the age of Twitch and Kick and streaming and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But no one foresaw it getting that big, though.
Not with video games.
Video games.
Because if you think about it, it's no different than like watching sports. Like,
yeah, there was definitely a point in time where video games were just video games.
Yeah.
Besides,
and then we hit some kind of peak where video games is everything. We're about to hit like Ready Player One, like type.
I mean, I'd argue Fortnite's already that.
Yeah, but we got the iVision Pro that basically the same fucking glasses. And
these different like IPs all in one thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
it's just a lot.
And, like, Fortnite, you could be like Goku next to LeBron James, next to Jason Voorhees.
LeBron James.
And the thing with those things LeBron you just listed, James. The thing with that is the licensing fees got to be out the ass.
Oh, yeah.
So, that's how much more they make back just having those kids in there. So, another question I wanted to ask was that, would there be a game y'all be willing, like, let's say you, or if you was going to win $1 million, would there be a game you'd be willing to do that with? Like, currently?
Like, is there, what competitions of games are there?
There are, like, right today. For
anything, basically?
Anything, basically. I wouldn't do it, like, for example, Dale Compton to a Mario Kart. I wouldn't do it for Mario Kart because that's too random. No, I'll be pissed off.
I could probably get away with doing a Fortnite competition.
You really would, dude?
Yeah, because
really?
I was good at some point.
Like, he was good at it.
Like, I'm terrible now, but like at some point in my life, I was really good at Fortnite, like building and everything.
Oh,
and
I fell off.
I fell off and stopped playing it for like almost a year. And I,
So Daniel, you remember my Uncle Ryan, my mom's baby brother?
Yeah.
He actually did tournaments to win money.
In Fortnite?
Yeah, in Fortnite.
Did he get second, third place?
Oh, no, he won. So the best way I can describe Ryan as a gamer, Ryan is, for starters, he's more of like a FPS, for like a shooter game.
Mm-hmm.
But he's also like, he also just has like raw talent in just about any game that he plays. Mm-hmm. Like,
kind of natural for any gamer.
Not like this. Not like this. For example, I've seen you and Nick play Call of Duty, right?
Mm.
Well, I've seen all of you play. I've played against all of you. I've won against some of you in some way or another.
I have
never beat Ryan ever.
I've got to get good, bro.
I'm just saying that makes him better than you. For sure. But yeah. that's the point that I'm trying to make. I've watched him go into a random like game online. Trash every single person in the lobby, like brutally. Like, and then, but if you look at him, chilling, he's not even trying.
It's just,
and he's annihilating everybody.
It's because he's probably playing it nonstop, and he already knows what the thing is. It's set in his brain what to look for.
But like, it's just the overall skill that goes into it. Is just crazy.
Would you want to like make that a living towards it?
Not a living. I would do it like for fun.
But would you want to have to be like that good all the time just to make
because it's too much pressure and then you're playing the same shit over and over again.
I wouldn't want to do that in like a single game.
Like today in my brain, I wouldn't even be able to fucking focus playing that long to get
really because there are people on Twitch who would sit there with the arcade stick doing the same.
Yeah, I would be like, I'm bored. I got to play another game.
Yeah,
but they don't be.
Yeah, I can't do that. I couldn't just like
combo.
Like 6 hours straight.
That's what they used to do with arcades. Like keep stacking the quarters up and now keep playing.
Yeah, but they would stop eventually, go home.
Because they already beat the fucking game. They were there for like 24 hours.
But like Aaron said, they're just like, you know,
with
like
the Cheeto stains and
on Twitch, 7 hours straight.
You're really good at a game and you're using a certain character who's the best in the game. You're going to see that character a lot at high level. So that just gets boring to me. But like, but some of these
people. And who the fuck wants to play with someone like that?
But no.
I don't want to play the game anymore. I can't do anything because he's in here.
It's weird because like I actually like, you know, every once in a while I would try and play him just to see where I stood. And like, bro, it was bad. And I'm not a bad player. That's what would kill me. Like, I'm a good player. Like, I would go into random lobbies and I'd like trash people there and I'd come into like top three. But when I fight him in these shooter games, I'm like, do I even know how to play? Why is he making me look this bad? I'm not this bad of a player.
That's what we call a sweat.
Yeah,
that's the thing though. Like when you look at him, he's not trying though. That's the craziest part.
The whole time.
But like, you know, I've seen him do that in Call of Duty games. I've seen him do that in Halo, Warframe, Fortnite. He's done it in just about any other game that he's played where he'll hop into the game. In the beginning, he's like, he's mad at it. But like, he'll come back a couple weeks later and he's like God tier. You're like, dude, what happened? Did you go through the hyperbolic time chamber or something? Like, why are you this good already?
He's just one of those people.
You got to get on his level.
You can get on his level.
Away from him, and then when you're at his level, come to him.
Yeah.
And then when you come back to him, you realize that he was also improving. So the gap never closed.
You got to sacrifice your life.
You got to.
At that point, I just stopped playing the game.
Ryan is just a philosopher.
To quote a philosopher saying, get good.
Get good.
You know,
like Dark Souls.
Yeah, I know, right? How long it took us to play Get Good at Dark Souls.
Yeah, that shit. That's like the complete opposite. It would take my whole life just to get good at that game.
You know how long it took me to kill the dancer?
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't know if it's Dark Souls or Bloodborne, but same thing, but like, isn't it one of those things where like, you know, the boss would have this crazy weapon that like one shots you and then the second you get it, it's just like a confetti gun?
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
You're just like,
every Bloodborne or Souls-like game.
Just about every weapon you got upgrade.
Oh my God.
I hate those games.
the dancer blades were useless after, I think, after you get there.
Useless. I think the one game I would do that with would be Crash Bandicoot, the third one. Because I used to like run through that game pretty fast.
Oh, I see.
So maybe if it was like a competition of like winning money with that, maybe.
Like mid.
Like a time
mid,
thing? Like or
oh, here we go with the Crash slander.
You know, always, crash always with the Sony shit,
I don't
shit,
like
man.
Ass Bandicoot.
Oh, see, look.
You're going to get a lot of hate for that one.
You know something, Aaron? You're lucky you don't drive, because when we walked outside, you would have had some flat tires. Just saying.
I would.
I'm gonna carve Crash's face in your car.
I could probably
right in your windshield.
Get like me like third place in a Pokemon competition.
Okay,
Pokemon.
Yeah,
Pokemon has competition.
They do.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, battling, I guess.
Yeah, like battling.
Well, if you think about it, Pokemon having like competitions and tournaments actually just makes sense because they're
that's
all
very
about,
strategic. You gotta
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
It's not all about just
it's
offense
like a game
moves.
Of chess.
You gotta use
offense.
You gotta use the fucking defense. Defense increase.
Yeah,
yeah. You gotta be able to counter. You know, their element.
You know. Just bring it up and lower it.
That gesture. I don't know if you should do that.
Strats for anyone. No,
this guy.
Wait, what did you say?
Anyone know anything about Resto Chesto strats? No.
Nah.
Yeah, I'm just wondering. Yeah.
Just
we know.
Maybe some people in the audience, if you do comment, tell us what he's talking about.
Yeah, you know, Polywhirl, you know, Belly Drum, Rest.
I think storm. The one game, like as far as like fighting games go, the one that I actually did get good at was definitely Xenoverse 2. Mm. That was the one game that like I actually got good at. Mm. And I think my finest moment, I hopped into a 3v3 with like random people.
You play as Hercule?
The hate, I can see the fire.
It's boiling, it's starting now. I can feel the bubbles. I hopped into like a random 3v3. I started fighting like the enemy team's highest level, and I'm whooping his ass. At some point, both my team members get knocked down. I'm like, are you serious? Both of you?
No. Mm.
So now it's 3v1, and it took the opposite team until the time almost ran completely out to take me down.
Damn.
That's they didn't play Hercule. That's why.
That was my most defining moment. I was like, yo, I'm just a beast. If they, it took three of them to take me down, and it almost took them until the entire match was over to beat me.
Jesus.
It's no sweat.
Yeah, so I think video games definitely could change a person's life.
For sure.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
In
oh,
many
sure.
ways.
There's,
financially,
you know,
like,
you know, reaction time, hand-eye coordination. You can do that in everyday life. You know, just...
Yeah, not only that, like mentally, it can be your safe haven. It can change your life financially.
Yeah, all I
like
care
you
about,
said.
Yeah, about the financial. That's all I care about.
You say you what?
Not all about the money.
Financial part.
Yeah, but for me, it's safe. It's a safe right.
Aaron said, forget that mental health shit.
They even got soy boys like reacting on YouTube, and they just reacting to gameplay, and they get money. So
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like
the blow up doll face.
Dumb shit like that you could do.
Dumb shit?
Yeah, like that you could do and
all
get
that
money.
All guys playing video games. Let's look at it.
Yeah, so like there's definitely ways that it could change someone's
channel.
I know, it's cringe.
So today we're gonna start doing this thing, and maybe we'll keep this one going every once in a while. So we're gonna call this a retro rewind. we're gonna talk a little bit about Castlevania 3. Me and Aaron gonna talk about that just for a little, and then Nick, we're gonna get Nick's experience because he tried it out a little bit.
So before you guys get into that, I just wanted to say this one thing. I have personally never played any of the Castlevania games.
You hurt my soul.
But
what's it like being under 30?
It's you feel good when you stand out of a chair, actually.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I can't get out of this.
Fair
chair.
Enough.
Fair enough.
This chair's hurting my ass already.
Since I didn't play the game, I don't know how well it correlates, but I did watch the show on Netflix, mm-hmm. and huge fan of that show.
The show is amazing.
Amazing, amazing, yeah, amazing show.
Artwork is
so
great.
As far as the game, I'm actually looking forward to what you guys had to say, because like I said, I've never played it, so I don't know what's in store for me. But
Torment.
Torment.
If you could put it in one word, torment.
Torture.
I feel so old right now.
You feel that old?
I bet
how?
You do.
How old are you?
Look, it was a year before
old
I was 30? Born.
Hey, old man.
1990.
Back in my day.
I'm an old fuck.
No, go ahead, Nick.
Tell us what your experience was.
So my experience when I jumped into this, I had no idea, because I just like Aaron, like I love playing retro games all the time. But like when I stepped into this, he kept saying like, man, this shit is like really difficult. And I'm like, I'm
not lying to you.
I beat about maybe 6 From Software games. So I feel like I can take on the world.
And then you play this.
And then I like, played this and I was like, wow. Like
from 1990.
Yeah, because it's the controls. Like to go up the stairs, you have to really like, so you have to look at the stairs, then press up to go up the stairs. Right? And then you got to turn around if something's actually like coming your way. Like you can't keep facing that direction.
Oh,
like,
no, you can't. You cannot do a 360.
Yeah, yeah, they'll chase you down. Damn. So, you know, I like the weapons, but like at the same time, it's just a whip. Like, that's all we get. Like, a whip
like, and then you got daggers you could throw.
I mean, yeah. to be fair, we've seen what Trevor Belmont did with those whips in the show. Yes. And he's, dude's a beast.
Oh, yeah. It's like slavery.
So I think that's just a skill issue because he's great like, with the whip.
Like, guys, I promise this is not the worst. In the time, this was the shit.
So I know the people's probably like, I couldn't
beat this.
So my got the fucking holy water.
Yeah. So the confusing part here is that, okay, so you see where player is like right above the score, right? And I'm thinking, okay, every time you hit like a cat, like a, you know, a candle or something, you get the hearts. And it's like, do I get that block back? And it's like, you really don't. Once you get hit.
He didn't know the hearts wasn't life. It's actually just,
it's just health.
Yeah.
It's just what, oh, the weapon
it's
health.
Not health.
Yeah.
Yo, this is gone.
Yo, like, I'm like, how do you get the blocks back?
You
like,
really thought the hearts were the thing?
The health. No, the health is when you smack the wall and then some meat come out.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So your objective is to get some meat?
If you wanted to go back in the day, you wouldn't have known. Listen, man.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how would you have known that?
You get a pass for that.
You get a pass.
See, look, just climbing up the stairs, that part, right? And then the thing is the enemies, this is one thing that From Software could take away, is that the enemies are overpowered as fuck in this game.
Overpowered as fuck. Software games, the enemies are overpowered.
They are. Yeah. But,
but not just not this overpowered.
This overpowered.
Like, you're lucky you didn't get to the fucking coffins.
This is not even the bosses. Like, this is like the regular enemies, right? Like, they move a lot faster. The projectiles they throw at you, it's like, it's fucking ridiculous.
Nick, I got a question.
You're barely 2 inches off the floor when you jump.
Yeah.
Nick, I got a question for you.
What's up, buddy?
You, like you said, you've beaten a lot of like From Software games, a lot of Bloodborne and all that, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever passed the first level in Battletoads?
He didn't play Battletoads?
Yeah, I did. Like, I played Battletoads.
Have you even passed the first level?
So,
I never did.
Which one are you talking about? Because there was a few of them.
The original Battletoads.
No, I didn't play that one. I played the one that you start on the spaceship.
Okay, I know what you're talking about.
That's
part three, right?
Part two or three or something like
NES
that.
NES one, right?
That's still NES, though.
Or yeah, Super NES I played that one. I didn't get past the first ball. Like, I didn't play the first.
Did you beat this level?
No.
Oh, you went.
Oh, man.
Went to the next one. Oh, you went to the jump with the owls.
Yeah, I went to the jump with the owls. Yeah.
So if you miss that owl, you fucked. You get hit.
See, but how would I would have known that? That's the thing.
Because you got to time that shit right. And this is old gen shit. So it doesn't time up right.
And let's not forget, we got to start. Once you die, I mean, you get checkpoints when you open the doors. Look, you open the doors, they give you a checkpoint right there, right?
Yep.
Once you die, you start all the way from back the beginning. From the fucking beginning.
So you gotta be lucky that you don't die before you open another door.
I said, how the fuck Aaron beat this shit, man?
What's like, the point of a checkpoint if you're just gonna, like, if you die, you just go all the way back?
So then what's the password for it? Like, I never figured that out.
Yeah,
like,
so like, you just die.
Oh, I was about to say, like, what is that for? Can you save it?
Whoa. Too many people at once.
Hold on, Jake. But I wanted to ask you, notice how with the jump, you're committed to that jump.
Yeah,
yes.
You are committed
to that jump. Cannot jump in no other direction. See, look. Dumb fucking things right there are, yo, like, I swear, they're so overpowered, bro. Like,
Vietnam flashback.
Like, look, you have to time when it's going to come at you, though. Look, like, right there, perfect.
You
like,
missed that whip.
Yeah,
it's over.
It's over. It'll take, like, almost 2 blocks from you.
He even went back down to dodge it. That's how bad it was.
Hold on, one second. I just want you guys to think about something. How much hell did this person go through to memorize all of this that well?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's why he has a YouTube channel.
He's probably went through so many different controllers, different keyboards, Andrew, whatever the case is.
He's probably been playing this when it came out.
Remember, probably. And remember, you can't just jump onto the steps. You got to go all the way the fuck to the end.
Oh my God.
Yep.
Damn.
So tedious.
When he changes into that thief guy and sticks to the fucking ceilings and shit.
And mind you, if you're not playing with the actual like controller or something like that, like if you have a controller that if it's on PC, you're emulating this or whatever the case is, like if you have like a controller I didn't even know that. So it's like if you actually get a controller that has like the same button layout as the NES original. So if you actually have like something that actually mimics the controls of the NES, that's fine because I was using a PlayStation 5 controller.
Got you. Yeah.
And the controls on there, they don't tell you which ones to use, right? So the left trigger is pause, right trigger is unpause, right?
Oh, so you were pressing them, weren't you?
Yeah, I was like, what am I doing? Right? So square and triangle is squares to attack and then triangle is to jump.
That's right. Probably why it was harder for you because
yeah. It's harder.
Already being hard.
Yeah.
So how many levels did you make it into?
I didn't get that far. I got up to where the statue is. Like it's like a dragon, like it's like a dragon head just shooting fire at you.
Oh
yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's not that far in.
It's not that far in.
Oh man, I'm sorry, man. Yeah.
I'm so sorry for your loss.
I first
played this when I was like,
I just got it this morning, so that's why I was like, all right, let me just check it out.
Fair enough.
No, because I've been playing this since I was like in middle school, and when I first started out, it was hard as hell. I learned about this game from Angry Video Game Nerd, James Ralph and everything like that. I learned about it from him. So that's why I wanted to try it out. When I first put it in, man, I felt like I wasted my mom's money because I was so hard to fucking beat. Like, oh no, mom, I fucked up.
Well, how long is the actual game? That's the question. Yeah.
I'm
not using any speedrunning tech. It's about as long as the video it says it is. It's like an hour and some minutes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. But the problem is, not problem, the good thing is, it got replay value, so it got different branching paths you can go on.
You can go different paths.
Which one was it exactly. That when you beat the game, you can play it again, but upside down?
That's Symphony of the Night you're thinking of.
Yeah, that's trying to play it upside down.
That's crazy.
No, thank you.
So this has multiple stages and multiple levels.
So it's kind of like Blasphemy. Like, yes. They take a lot from Castlevania. Exactly.
Yeah, so you can either go to the top section or you go to the bottom section, but that'll be your path that you're taking.
So I didn't beat this until...
Yeah, this is the guy you could change into.
He's very useful in the game.
Yeah.
I didn't beat this until I was 20. And I'm 27 now.
I never finished this.
And you've been playing it since you were, what, how old?
Since I was like 9.
Damn.
it was hard.
I haven't played it for a long time.
But like, memorization really helps with the game. But like, it's fucking difficult. Like, that's no lie. It's fucking difficult. But I'm glad Nick's enjoying it. Are you going to try to beat it?
Wait, did he even say he's enjoying it?
No. I just kept saying, I kept pointing out factors that were difficult.
I didn't hear that he said he enjoyed it.
It's a fun game. Like I can sit back and enjoy it once I actually master the patterns of the enemies and stuff like that. That's what it boils down to. It's not even about the way that he uses the whip or anything. It's just about mastering like how the way the enemies attack you. That's what it is.
And not only that, they make you go to the level again after Geedy beating him.
Nick, you said you got this morning, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That explains your face when you open the door.
I've been through hell.
Yeah.
You see the depression on his face?
Yeah. He opened the door. I look at his face. I'm like,
Well, I wasn't. I mean, again, I took Aaron's word for difficult because he wasn't lying when I played Dread and beat it. You know what I mean? Like, I just.
Duh. Man, but before we get off of this, I want you to go to the end. I want to see what you're really in store for. Go towards the end, like the final boss. Keep going. Right there.
Look at that shit.
This is the final boss.
That's Dracula?
Yes, that's Dracula.
Yo, what?
But look at the way he fights. Like, he's teleporting, surrounding you with pillows of fire and everything. Then does an additional pillar of fire.
Did you get anything? I would have thought.
You thought you beat him.
Exactly.
You know, at this point, like you would have thought they would have gave you more than just a whip.
What is that? They still get.
Like, I'm thinking, like, all right, maybe he's going to have like a sword.
It's like vomiting on him.
It's like Alter Beast from Sega.
Yeah.
Would you?
Yo, Alter Beast was that game.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
welcome to your doom.
You got to hit
your face. Power up.
Hold on, wait. And wait till his life gets down. It's another surprise for you.
That's another surprise?
Yeah, it's another surprise, man.
I just want them to give him more than just the whip. I just don't get the whip.
He actually did pretty good on this.
He's like, where's the gat at?
Right.
Yeah, give me a gun. Like, at least Contra has the
fucking machine gun. See, but at least back then, they had the mechanics where you can hit. They had the hitboxes where you can hit
each face. They did. It's not over yet. You thought.
Oh, look, you won. Yeah. Nope.
They got the Tengu.
And then good luck.
Ghidorah over here.
Good luck. Good luck not falling.
Good
luck. Good fucking
luck. Good luck.
Oh, you can't reach him?
Oh, my God.
Oh, you can't reach him? Oh, looks like you got to wait till you cycle back around.
Is he shooting red?
Okay, well, at least you can go through him. I thought like you couldn't touch him at all.
Oh, try it. Yeah. Get hit by that. See what happens.
That's a Tengu god.
Right.
You know, I'm going to be honest. Now, watching this, I am really glad that the notion of playing this game never came to my head.
Oh, yeah. I'm not getting back on the ship.
I have too much anger issues to give this a try.
Did Jaden go to the struggle like we did?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is back when you had to put in codes for the save. And
You had to learn. You had to remember the password and everything.
When you jump, you hit his face and the fucking platform moves and you go straight down.
That's what I'm saying.
Game over.
You can't move when you jump.
And God, we won't only be doing hard games. I just thought it was a good time to start with this, just to see Nick's expression and everything.
Now, and we're only saying this because we played it when we were younger.
Exactly.
Like
now, but now we can actually put skill in.
That's what I'm saying. All of this is from when we were younger.
Skill, quote unquote.
I still probably couldn't beat this.
Doing that?
Yeah, I still couldn't beat this.
I still probably couldn't beat this to this
day. I'm impressed that he didn't.
Say you can?
No.
Oh, couldn't? Not at all. No.
I'm a filthy casual. I can't.
I'm not good at games. Castlevania 3.
Castlevania. Go ahead, Doc.
I was about to say, wait, so you call Dark Souls stiff, but you play this?
Yes.
That's a good point.
I'm going to need you to hop on Elden Ring DLC when that comes out.
I know.
That came out already.
No, June. But that's why Aaron's he's getting me a pre-workout right now.
Right, the pre-workout.
You gotta prepare yourself mentally for those games.
No.
I can't stand that.
Yeah, guys. Yep. So that was our retro rewind for this week, and the Castlevania 3. Try it out. Good luck.
We're sorry
for Recommalia, but good luck. So let's get into. Madam Web.
Oh God,
it hurts my soul talking about
the dumpster fire.
Who saw it here? Who here saw Madam Web?
None of us.
You did. You did CDC?
I didn't see that shit.
Unfortunately,
I went off of his word.
I just saw a little bit of it.
I couldn't keep watching it.
The trailer was enough.
But even from a what's the word I'm trying to think? Cinematography standpoint, so bad. Like you can see really? like you can see like green screens at one point. Like,
no way.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God.
You see a boom mic in, like, the background.
Are you serious?
There's a scene where you can
see
a boom
crazy.
Mic.
Bro, there's like, a scene that the ambulance comes out of the building or whatever. The girl's driving it. And you can see it looks like a fucking soap opera. Like an old TV show, like no Lifetime way. Or something.
That kind of leads me to another question. What about the choreography? Was the choreography decent or?
What choreography?
Oh, God. hold on.
There was barely any action in
the movie. One second. So I remember in one of the, I forget which one of the more recent Star Wars movies, but like the choreography in the fight scenes was terrible. Like when they're in like Snoke's like throne room, when they're fighting, you can see like people in the background just standing there.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Like waiting for their turn to go in the fight. And it's just like that the choreography was terrible.
It was like that in the recent Mandalorian 3 season 3 of Mandalorian. Like the stormtroopers were just standing there. And standing in the background.
I mean what else are they going to do? They miss anyway.
Yeah, that's true. Also, like, I just want to put out the Madam Web. Like, the acting in there is like, you feel like no one wanted to be there. Like, I swear half the cast was there for a check.
Yeah. So they definitely failed the box office. And there's, you know, saying that the lead actress said that they blame men because how bad the movie
was. Oh, she's blaming more than men.
Is she?
Yeah, she's looking for any excuse. She's also blaming streaming services
for her
and
own?
The lack of creativity.
For her own?
And that's coming from the main actress, right?
Yeah, Dakota Johnson.
How is that men's fault that you were a terrible actor?
But she wasn't even good in 50 Shades of Grey.
My thing is like everything.
Well, think about it. She didn't do anything besides get fucked in that movie.
Yeah, but even then it was still a blank face.
Madam Web? I was gonna say, I didn't see that
version. No, he said the girl from
50 Shades. Oh, 50 Shades of Grey. Okay.
He said, which copy you
got? I was gonna say, yeah, what version is that?
She was basically. She reminds me of Pet. That's what she was in that movie.
Stewart? Is that her name?
Interested.
Oh my God.
Well, Christian.
With the straight face?
Yeah. I'd rather watch Christian Stewart than watch
her.
Yeah.
Damn, really?
Yes.
Wait, so is that. So is Madam Web, you watched it. Is this part of the
is it canon? Universe?
No, it's not. So it's part of the Spider-Verse. Sony's trying to do that. Like,
see, that's why.
Which doesn't make sense because if Sony has their own verse, but Spider-Man is still Sony and Spider-Man is basically the MCU.
So it's
now,
both. Yeah. So, no, Spider-Man specifically has two.
Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire are not supposed to be part of the
film. Andrew Garfield is. That's Sony's Spider-Verse.
No, no, no. I mean like the MCU.
No.
Well, only Tom Holland.
Yeah, Tom Holland is the MCU Spider-Man.
Yes,
remember.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. But he's also Sony. Right.
No, not right. Tom Holland's not Sony.
He is Sony.
Yes and no.
No, Sony owns the movie rights.
Yes, they own the rights to it.
The gaming rights.
But the character, Tom Holland's character of Peter Parker is
Marvel.
Is the MCU.
Yeah. I mean, Peter Parker in general is all Marvel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all Marvel.
This is what happens when just make multiple companies own your
This product. Is the shit that the my brain just like.
This is why there's so many, like, this is why there shouldn't be so many.
What the fuck was that?
What the fuck was that? Also, my problem with this movie is, Madam, if you know who Madam Web's in the comics, and I'm not saying that they had to follow the comics, but like, no, it's so bad.
Oh my gosh.
Everybody's literally.
No, but like,
it is like a CW show.
Like, pay attention. That's a good comparison.
Oh my God, dude.
Pay attention to Dakota Johnson herself. She's just constantly just like.
In association with Marvel.
Also, like, the problem with this movie is, you see how she's an EMT, right?
Yeah.
She's talking about the trailer. She talks about how I need to save people. I need to do this. In the actual movie, she's incredibly antisocial. She hates being around people. She's very awkward. Very like, it's so counterintuitive to the character that this trailer is portraying.
Wow.
It's so. This is all misleading.
And I've seen in her interview that the main actor, she said she hasn't watched any Marvel.
Yeah,
series
she hasn't even seen this movie yet.
That's the
she's
problem.
Like, bruh, look, I'm not an actor. I'm not like trying to like start any beef with any actors or actresses, but like, don't try to defend something you haven't even seen yourself yet.
Right.
Like, right? She's blaming everybody but the shitty acting, shitty writing, and shitty cinematography.
Shitty everything. Yeah, like she's blaming everything. Like, you didn't even see your own movie yet. Right. Watch it. You'll see. It's garbage.
Aren't they supposed to go to a premiere when they actually are finished shooting?
They're invited to it, but they don't have to.
Oh, yeah, they don't have to.
They didn't show up.
The fact that she didn't show up.
Because she didn't want to be embarrassed.
She didn't want to watch the movie. My tinfoil theory is that she did that on purpose. That way she doesn't have to like take a credibility or anything. She doesn't have to be like, oh yeah, this movie is garbage.
And how's her acting in it?
Awful.
You're talking about Sydney,
awful.
Right?
Everyone's awful in this movie. I'm sorry. Yeah. They're all awful. She's a little bit of the saving grace, the black girl. I forgot her name.
Uh-huh.
She's a little bit of a saving grace. She's like the more funnier character,
which is crazy because I did see Euphoria on HBO, right. And Sydney was good in that.
She's good in that. Right. Awful in everything else.
That's wild.
What the hell?
I don't.
That's how you do webs.
It's already a beam.
I don't get her power.
But she was shooting a beam. Why is she still moving her hand? Just keep it still.
It's like electrical webs of like Miles Morales.
Really?
It's
so she's trying to be Miles but failing.
They're all bad.
See, and this is what happens when you overhype Spider-Man as a character too much. We don't need any more.
Well, I'm pretty sure Spider-Man is like, I don't want no part of this.
Also, quick spoiler.
Spider-Man, the character itself is dope, but.
Fuck.
Quick spoiler alert. Well, I don't know if it's a spoiler, but, you know, I just don't want to spoil because this movie's still in theaters. But, like, this movie makes you think that, you know, this is connecting to the Spider-Man verse.
Oh, that
you
was cute. They had a little. There's a little Statue of Liberty.
Oh, yeah. But, like, in the movie, you see. What's her name? Peter Parker's uncle, Ben.
Uncle Ben.
Uncle Ben's in this movie.
Okay.
But no mention of Peter whatsoever.
Oh, it's a different universe.
Peter's like, I want no problems.
Uncle Ben, who's like the focal point of Peter Parker's character.
But why is there so many Spider Women in one place?
Yeah, why is that?
That's an interesting take.
Wait, is Spider Gwen in it?
Spider Gwen is not in it.
She didn't want no parts of this. At least she's a decent Spider Woman.
Did anybody come in as a cameo?
I feel like, Uncle Ben.
He's not a cameo.
I mean,
yeah, because he dies in everything.
Yeah, let's say he died everyone else.
In everything.
But
I feel like what they was trying to do is like, because you know, Sony also owns Venom, and yeah. I feel like they was trying to mix in. Put that version of Spider-Man into
yeah, that's what they were trying. They're trying to connect those kind of numbers. Right. But no. I'm sorry, but like,
just Kang this.
Aside
one.
From, oh, yeah. Listen, Kang this Venom one. Was solid. It was yeah, the greatest
Venom,
movie in the world.
Venom was a solid movie.
The second one is alright too.
Into the Spider-Verse sequel, the animated Spider movies, they were good.
Animated was amazing.
Yeah,
the shit in there.
Sony, please, Sony. Hi, Sony. Please stop making superhero movies. Just stop.
They're not, man.
Just
they
stop.
Own they're that property. They're gonna.
I know they're not going to.
The shit out.
Please.
The lemon is already squeezed. They're just they're trying to get squeezed out the seeds too.
They're eating the skin at this.
They're trying to get. They're eating the skin.
They're eating the whole lemon.
Everything.
They're doing that thing from SpongeBob where they just rip the lemon in half, and just shove it in their eyes. It's just.
I can't.
It was that bad.
Yeah, it was.
Did you go to theaters and see it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I want my money back. By the way.
I thought you said you didn't pay for it.
Huh?
Thought you said you didn't pay for it.
Well, I didn't pay for it. Like
somebody Bailey, bought it. You're the key.
Bailey paid for it.
Who paid for it?
You guys are married.
Whatever.
Your money is joined together.
My account was not touched by that. Okay.
No, it was in a way. Yes,
I want my money back. Whether I paid for it or not.
Was it like a Fantastic Four situation?
Yeah.
Linked to your wife's account. I don't care.
Fantastic Four. I would rather Michael B. Jordan one would be better.
I would. I'm not. Listen. I'm a huge superhero fan.
Yeah. Listen. That's definitely
anyone telling you I watch numbers of superhero movies. That might be the worst superhero movie I've ever seen. And I seen the Marvels.
But I feel like we kind of expected
She-Hulk.
That to happen.
I'd rather watch She-Hulk.
It flopped.
But it's still superhero.
I'd rather watch Elektra.
Morbius.
I'd rather watch Morbius.
Yo, wow.
I've seen.
Wait, did you say Elektra?
Yeah.
Yes!
With Jennifer Garner.
Yeah, I'd rather watch that one.
That was banging. What you talking about? That was the shit.
Not a good movie.
Speaking of Morbius, they said it so more than Madam Web.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Morbius?
Yeah, Morbius. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said Arby's.
No, Morbius.
I mean, Arby's.
Oh, Morbius. Oh, my God.
Yeah, Morbius. Oh, my gosh. Now I'm saying Arby's.
Morbius.
Shout out to Arby's chicken sandwich. Anyway, Morbius, I believe did better in the box office.
That's wild if it did.
That movie sucks. That one I seen 100%.
So, real quick. So,
even the AI was like, yeah. Are you kidding
that's
me?
That's crazy.
So, quick question for you guys. Do you guys think that Morbius would have did better if they took like the Moon Knight take and just went for a series instead of for a movie?
No.
Was Morbius done by Sony?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was the problem.
That was the problem.
Yep.
That was the problem.
But what is it that they can't get right, though?
If Morbius wasn't produced by Sony, then it would have been a better movie.
But like,
Sony
my thing is,
what
if
their
like,
version of something?
Your
like,
take.
It sucks.
What do you think like, they're missing, what they were missing from that movie?
From your, everything.
Everything.
What,
why is Jared Leto an like acting?
No, did y'all see that comment? How many high thing he shot like at the bats?
With the bats, yeah. He winded it up and
did the Matrix and shit.
I'm sorry, but y'all, Sony, you guys fumbled the ball on Morbius.
No. The only thing they're doing good is with Spider-Verse,
the
Spider-Verse.
The animated.
Oh my God,
one.
That was so,
and I'm,
keep,
so
keep doing
good.
That.
So
keep
curious.
Doing that.
I'm
not,
so
though, man.
Befuddled of they're how they're doing.
Well, they have
the
Beyond
there,
the Spider-Verse right. coming out.
But they're fumbling everything else.
Okay, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
That's probably the last one.
Like, Sony's damn. Like the Nick Cage of movie making companies.
Okay, Nick
like,
Cage is just doing good movies, though.
Yeah, but like,
Nick Cage is doing some awful. Right now, Nick Cage is doing better than what Sony is.
Yeah, he is.
Honestly.
Better than Sony is.
But like,
it was that bad.
It was bad.
With the theaters.
And I'm saying Sony's movie section, not the game.
That I don't normally advocate for no piracy, but I definitely would have. It would have been one.
No, you wouldn't.
Movies.
No, you wouldn't.
No, you
don't want to do it.
Wait till it's on YouTube in like a couple months for free.
There's no such thing as piracy.
There's no such thing as piracy.
No one sells the seas.
I wouldn't pirate Madam Web. I wouldn't even pirate that movie
either.
Yeah. Like, give like You have like 2 months. It'll be on the TV at your barbershop and that like that staticky TV in the corner.
The TV that don't work.
Yeah. You got to tap.
You know that tells me you guys need a new barbershop because my barbershop got a nice, beautiful flat screen in there.
Well, that's why he said it was the messed up barbershop. Yeah, David, like that nice one ain't going to be playing
how bad Madam Web
was. Because I was about to say my barbershop was nice.
Yeah, your barbershop would play into the Spider-Verse.
They probably
We do get Madam Web's IMDb page. See what they're sitting on on Metacritic.
For who?
Madam
God.
Web.
Oh. Trying to make it worse for them, huh?
Yeah. Listen, the slander's here. I'm ready.
The slander's here.
I know when it first came out, it was like at 4 point something.
Really?
Like,
3.7. 3.7.
That's the IMDb
read.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Damn.
Those are users that are saying this.
Oh. Damn.
Only one that should be qualified. Jesus.
Hey, yo.
I would rather play Death Stranding.
Hey, guys. Obviously, this is because of men, according to her.
Wait,
Alex said men.
Exactly what it is. It's misogyny, apparently.
Yeah, apparently it is, apparently to her.
100%. It's our fault.
Oh,
26
on Metascore.
Jesus.
Metacritic.
This movie is so much worse than I thought it was. Oh my god! It's one thing hearing how bad it is, but seeing like all the
Kung
reviews,
Fu Panda is going to go way past that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for sure, dude. It's Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Oh, Lord, I want to see what the. I'm going to see. Yeah.
Aaron's like, he wants to see the red.
If only a psychic could have warned us. And if it's almost endearingly lame with a movie that has the misfortune of arriving at a time when the superhero genre has almost returned to pre-MCU levels of popularity, this Daredevil ass.
Damn. He gave it a zero.
Stupendously stupid. Yep. And remotely in control of its faculty.
I just want to know what was supposed to this, like what this film was supposed to do for the MCU.
Nothing. No, it's not for the MCU. It's for the Sony.
It's for Sony Pictures.
Like they're trying to do their own MCU.
Yes. Yeah. And they're failing.
Yeah.
Miserably.
They're like the DCEU.
Oh, yeah.
DCEU is better.
Oh, yeah. Well,
they're trying to do their own thing.
Like Aquaman. Like that's tolerable.
Real quick.
The first Aquaman, if you guys want to look into it, the first Aquaman visually. So pleasing.
It is.
It's such a beautiful looking movie.
Why is Aquaman even a hero?
That latest one, though. That shit looks.
Yeah, we don't talk CGI. About
Aquaman. You need a backhand the creator of Aquaman.
Hey, listen. If they're in the water, he's a beautiful hero. Mm-hmm. If he's in the water. As soon as we come on land, he's like, why are you here?
Got a crush on Jason Momoa.
Actually, no, my girlfriend does, unfortunately.
Gee, you shouldn't have admitted that. I don't lie to you.
Hey, listen, man, it is what it is.
Pretty brutal, these guys.
So I can admit he's a good-looking dude. All right,
but,
I can admit that.
Yeah, general consensus, Madam Web. If I had to give it like an out of 10 score, 2.5.
Jeez,
damn, 2.5.
I don't have a score.
The lowest.
I don't have a score.
I haven't seen it, and I won't see it. I won't even see it in my house for free.
Just pretend it does not exist.
I'm not giving my time for this. No. You know what's crazy? Like part of me really wanted to just give it a shot, just to have my own opinion. But like after seeing this. Hell no.
And the thing is, it could have been a good movie.
And part of the reason why I wanted to give it a shot, is because I'm actually.
Men weren't in control.
And the messed up part is, one of the reasons why I wanted to give it a shot is because I do like Spider-Man. I'm a fan of the Spider-Man character.
I know, but
it's just the idea behind it. Like, it is Spider-Man related. These are quote unquote Spider women. So in my head, I'm like, it's probably not going to be too bad. Let's give it a shot. No, definitely not. After seeing that, no.
That's crazy.
Is so
and
much worse than I thought it was going
to
be.
For those smart who have anything to say, it's not about because they're women. It's just because the movie sucks.
Yeah, the movie's
also,
I'll tell you what. The main villain is the Latin dude. I forget his name. He's probably...
You got to be Latin.
He is Latin.
his character portrays a Latin. He's a Latin character.
The character's some... I mean, the actor's Latin, so I was...
Oh, the character is.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Never
but he was probably one of the worst parts of the movie because he's like, I'm bad because, yeah. That was the motivation.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm a bad motherfucker.
In a day and age where we have some of the greatest villains... Like, in the day and age we have some of these greatest villains in these superhero movies, you know, you got Thanos, you know, Killmonger... Zemo and all them
iconics.
we've passed the
I've
whole.
I've never heard of this guy.
No, not only that, but like we've passed the whole trope of like I'm bad because I'm the bad guy. Yeah. Like motivations are there. You know what I mean? Like we have character development in these villains. Like look at Loki.
Like, you see, like the backstory.
Loki's basically not. But Loki's basically a hero now.
Yeah, like, Loki had like a huge like that, character development thing.
I have a question.
We have an answer. Maybe.
How come? I understand the whole legal reasons behind it, but they could have kept Kang.
Oh, get rid of his ass.
They could have kept Kang, but not do this.
So I actually on that, like, I think I actually agree with you. They could have kept Kang because the whole they were already doing the multiversal thing.
But Ezra Miller stayed.
And if you
that's
if
a good
you,
point, actually.
I'm Ezra Miller.
And if you think about
that?
It too.
Ezra Miller had the difference is he's incredibly desperate for their star power.
But I know I'm not against like I know they fucked up and they're retarded for making their decisions, but just the character, like, let them fucking finish the movie. You're already making it.
That's true.
Like, yeah.
Don't ruin it for the fans. Like,
But what I was about to say is like they were already doing the whole multiversal thing. So if it was the actor himself that was an issue, they could have swapped him out with somebody else.
Exactly. That's my point.
I'm trying to agree with you on that.
Yeah, I know. Like, we agree with each other. I'm not talking about like Jonathan Majors. I'm talking about the character King. They could have replaced them for anybody else.
Yeah, because again,
they could have fucking CGI'd them since AI has taken over.
True, this is so good. But remember, we already seen like thousands and thousands of variants of Kang as Jonathan Majors, right?
Exactly.
You would explain why every single variant now looks different.
No,
the metaverse.
But what about the variants that look like Jonathan Majors?
Oh,
that's what I'm saying. Like
you CGI them,
right?
That's how do you think they put twins that are not really twins in show?
Well, no, but I'm talking about like recasting Jonathan Majors.
Yeah, whoever is the recast of Jonathan Majors, they'll change his face on everything.
You can't
like moving forward.
Well, they would still have to change Jonathan Majors if he's not part of the project. You have to change his face.
Yeah, legal reasons.
Legal reasons.
Yeah, for legal reasons. Because
what did I just say?
Right.
Let's say if they put you as Kang, your face is replacing all those Kangs.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But then the fans are gonna be like, "Well, where are the other ones?
The other ones?
They're there. They just have the face of the recast.
You do got those people that would definitely ask you the question.
You got people that,
Cuban flags instead of Puerto Rican flags.
Are we bringing up a Spider-Man?
I'm fucking Puerto Rican. Like, come on, Nick. I didn't even care to notice.
I mean, at this point, they're going to make Miles Morales into live action. I heard about that.
That's happening.
That's actually happening.
I want it to happen. Yeah, I want to see him
in live action. And if Donald Glover's not Prowler, I'm going
to
not watch it.
Anything Spider-Man.
If they make a live action Miles Morales and not have Donald Glover as Prowler, I'm gonna rage.
He is gonna be Prowler. He better be Prowler.
He made a cameo in the
Spider-Man.
He was wearing the Prowler thing. But you know, they'll still probably switch him up like they did with the Fantastic Four.
But I want Deadpool just to clean slate and stop this metaverse shit because I'm tired of it.
Deadpool's gonna
get worse.
Also, another thing, just like the variants thing. Mr. Fantastic, John Krasinski, and now it's Pedro Pascal.
Oh yeah, I was confused about that.
Two different variants of him.
I don't listen.
That was my point too.
I have a hot take. I'm kind of done with Pedro Pascal.
Why?
He's in everything now.
Yeah, me too.
Because he wasn't in everything before. He's just coming out on everything.
Yeah, but that was too much of him.
You want to pull it back?
It's like The Rock. It's like,
no, The Rock's over.
Think about how much The Rock's done over his time.
Yeah, he's over.
But think about how much Johnny Depp done over his time.
He's
overused his ass.
Yeah, but he's been overused. But look how from his time from beginning to end. Pedro Pascal is like kind of newer coming out.
I
know he's not that new. He's been in other stuff, but like more but
he
known.
He
stuff.
Wasn't quite out there.
Yeah, like, he wasn't out the other there guys now. Were. So give him his props. He's coming out. I understand in probably like another 10 years or something, and he's still doing shit, and they're still on his you know his jock. Then I understand where you're coming from.
He's a Hollywood plant.
I think he's a plant.
It's fair enough to say that he isn't a bad actor, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say he's been around since
I get 90s. It. They're showing him everything.
That, but it's always like a group of actors they put in cycle. Like that one girl and...
Exactly.
It is.
The blonde girl.
Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah, she's like in everything, too.
Now, yeah.
Margot Robbie's in everything now.
It's because ever since Euphoria blew
she's
up...
She's taking a break.
Her face was just like the thing. Yeah, she's going to go to directing. Everybody loves her character or whatever.
I'm not a fan of her acting. Like, I'm not saying she's bad at all, but like,
But like in Euphoria, she just played like the dumb blonde who just, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That was Euphoria. Her character.
I don't know.
The dumb blonde.
But she played it well. She,
I know.
Like you couldn't tell it was whoever she,
Euphoria
was.
Euphoria is the show with Zendaya, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
That's all I know.
It's it's a pretty intense show. Yeah, I was saying, if anybody knows about privileged.
I heard it was like softcore porn, basically.
Kind of, low
key. Oh,
just to throw it out there, there's too many dicks.
I remember there was like a.
That's probably the only thing I didn't like about it.
Is that the show where Tom Holland gets like poked?
No, he's not in the show.
Okay.
I know he's dating Zendaya, but.
I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I think they were on a talk show.
Are you talking about the Apple series?
Yeah.
Are you talking about the Cherry something? Yeah. That's the whole
thing. Pop the Cherry, what?
Wait, what?
It's called Cherry something.
Tom Holland, are you okay?
This Cherry, what?
Blink if you're in danger.
Blink if you're in danger.
No, but I think they were like on a talk show or something for Euphoria, and it was like this little girl that wanted to talk, and Zendaya was like, how old are you?
Yeah.
And she was like, please tell me you're not really here for this show. And she was like, no, I'm just a fan of you or whatever the case. And she's like, oh, God.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and me who have never seen it, I'm like, just how bad is this show?
The show is TVMA. It's very graphic. Sexually graphic.
So as in like the boys type, they like show where they show
everything.
Yeah, the boys that show.
I'm like low-key traumatized of how many dicks I've seen in this show.
Bro, you ever seen the show Spartacus? It's just as bad.
No, this is worse.
Jesus
Christ.
It's like straight drugs, everything, like hardcore drugs. Hardcore yes. Sex.
Kensington.
Hardcore, like everything.
So it's North Philly the movie.
Basically. But
or the show.
But it's the fence. The story is impeccable. It's a beautiful story.
Okay.
It's great. Okay. That's why I got like stuck into it because this, like,
you're like, you watching, look past the dicks.
Her name is Rue. They call her Rue, Zendaya. And she's she's an addict, like a drug addict.
Mm-hmm.
And she's in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So she's just trying to get better, but she keeps relapsing and stuff like that. And her, you're seeing how she's dealing with it with her mom and her sister. It's like very like a drama base, but it's super, super good.
Well, technically, if you think about
if
it,
if you
could
get past the dicks, yes, it's a really good past show.
The dicks. You're like, maybe I can look past the
dicks.
You
gotta brush by on like a school curtain.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, if you get past the dicks, it's an amazing show.
You know, technically,
I want you to put that review on like a website. Just get past the dicks.
If you can look past the penis, then you enjoy this show.
Like, you find out so many fucked up things in that show.
Yeah, that's a first for me. I don't usually say that. I tried it out. I don't like it.
Don't use penis.
I'm not using
it. We're not medical professionals.
Dicks.
Yeah, that sounded weird, like coming out. Like, you know,
dick can also be a name.
Yeah,
it's a safer word.
It's on HBO for a reason.
Richard, looking at you.
Yeah. So overall, Madam Web.
Definitely
yeah.
Somebody on their phone. Like,
not good.
What did I do?
Not good. Gotcha.
Would not recommend it.
No.
I didn't see it. I don't want to see it. I've seen enough.
But you heard the review right here.
Yeah. You got review. Your yeah. actual review.
Go see the Marvels instead. It's not that much better, but it's better.
it's another phone bill.
It's a step up.
It's not that bad, but it's better.
It's like going from like Boost to Sprint.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Like, it's not great, but we'll go
yeah,
there.
It's like, it's,
yeah. So, all right. I want to say thank you for being a part of the podcast again.
I got one more.
We got a secret topic.
Bonus.
We got a secret topic.
Oh yeah.
Our mystery.
I know. Cause Aaron did ask me on this one too. He goes and says, you know, what did you think about Rebirth?
Oh yeah.
Rebirth.
My favorite part is playing as Sephiroth.
Final Fantasy.
Every time you took control of Cloud,
to be sacrificed or something.
Crazy. Well, we never actually played as Sephiroth before.
It's
like
only
that.
At the part. I played your Final Fantasy VII before, so that's one only covers that. It's only at that part so far. How?
No. In the Rebirth, that because it talks about
it's like the background
again, guys. Not to spoil anything, because I don't know if anybody. Well, I mean, everybody.
Only a demo came out, right?
No, the game's already out.
Oh, I didn't get the game. I played the demo.
I got the game.
I've played only one. Yeah.
So you know more than my whole
life. Yeah. That's why I wanted to go a little bit more in depth because I feel like a lot of people are just saying, like, so can we actually play 7? Do we have to play 7? Do we have to beat it before we actually get to the Rebirth? No, actually, even IGN posted it, I think, last night. It was like, you can actually just play the Rebirth.
Yeah, I wouldn't have expected to have to play the original thing because Rebirth is just
before
it's a prequel.
Yeah,
it's just telling the back story of seven.
Back
of
exactly
story. The backstory.
I know I'm not the only one that
again
heard
that. Seven.
Listen, I have speech problems. Okay,
yeah.
Did you?
Because
did you
seven.
Sometimes there's too much saliva in my mouth. Okay.
Words are hard.
Because yeah, Seven is already English, talking English about Seven's already talking about when we killed Seth Ross already.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Because he Cloud again, like it kind of explains how he became evil. Again, I'm not trying to tell too much. I know Don was like,
I'm still playing it.
He's still playing the Seven. So, you know, obviously we know he's not human, whatever the case is. Mm-hmm. But
from
in
the original,
right? There are some things that in Rebirth that for me, I'm like, well, I don't know if a lot of people noticed. Well, I noticed because even when you do upgrade your weapons, now you have a machine. You know, now you have to go to like the, you know, before you used to, it's like a vending machine. In Seven, you would have to like buy, you know, your potions, your, you know, your, what accessories, your rings and
your
stuff like that.
Oh,
stuff
Yeah.
We don't have that. Like, well, we have the vending machines, but to upgrade your weapons before in Seven, you just hit pause and just upgrade your weapon.
Yeah.
You can't do that anymore.
No.
No, you actually have to find the, it'll be next to the actual vending machine, like you will buy the thing. So
Seven is at Cloud at his prime, and then Rebirth,
Seven, Rebirth
kind of like backtracking. Telling, so, He's not as strong.
So, it's not Rebirth, the one that just came out, it's not a continuation of Seven.
No,
it's a prequel.
It's a prequel.
It's before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I said. It's a prequel. It's
the one that just came out.
It's before.
It's to tell the story of what Sephiroth.
Dude, how many times do we have to say before?
I know, but like,
bro.
Do you know how long the original
No.
Because, it is. It's long as shit.
No. Because like a lot of people have been saying that, even people at work, they're like, how many DLCs are we going to get off of the same kind of boat? Like, you know what I mean?
I'm asking because I beat the original Final Fantasy VII before. The game's not that long now.
No, it's not. But that's why they're milking it.
But they milked it with this one. With the remakes, they milked it. It feels longer in the remake.
Ah. Like the graphics look great, obviously. I think they're compared to like each other. Like Seven looks pretty good.
Seven already looked good. Yeah, that was PS4.
Now,
those games do look good. I haven't.
It's Square Enix.
Nice.
Enix. Square Enix.
They're fucking great.
They're great.
But what I like about Rebirth so far is like, you know, Cloud is still kind of being like the tough kind of guy.
He's,
like, you know,
his flashback is he's like 16, 17.
He's
right?
young. Yeah, he's real young. And it's like he actually smiles. You get to see like what was it like with before he became the tough motherfucker he is now. You know, that's why I'm saying kind of getting this kind of background story was, I think, the bulk of what we kind of needed for the fans. And most people are like,
the fans.
Yeah.
So it sounds like we won't be covering spoilers. We won't be covering Aerith dying. Basically,
no, we will. Like, we'll have
did
to
you
get
play
to,
the original.
We'll have to get
I heard
there.
That spoiler so many times.
Oh, okay. 97, man. Aerith, come on, now.
Aerith died.
Yeah, no, we will. We will, and I think it'll cover it towards the end of this game because she is in Seven. Yeah.
Have you seen Advent Children?
Oh, I didn't get there.
Advent Children is the movie, the Final Fantasy VII movie.
Which one was that? Was that the one that came out in 2000?
There was a PSP version disc of it.
Yeah, it was like, that was.
Oh, yeah, I remember Advent that.
That's when the three brothers are looking for the mother of the box.
They
summon like.
So this is.
I was about to watch that though.
Yeah,
so
watch that, and you're going to get a lot of information.
My head around it.
Good to know.
So it's not even a continuation yet.
No.
That's wild. So the one that just came out,
yes,
is Rebirth, just Doom being
going back.
Yeah,
I'm.
You haven't seen Zack yet, right?
No, I haven't.
That's
seen
in Crisis Core.
No. Yeah.
That's such a weird name in a Final Fantasy.
Yeah, but Zack. Zack is part of the prequel
because he was with the soldiers.
Yeah, Cloud originally got his sword from Zack because Zack had the Buster Sword.
The Buster Sword. Yeah.
That's wild.
It's a weird collection. You got Cloud, Tifa. And then Zack.
Sephiroth.
Sephiroth. Look at that name.
Dude, it's fucking beautiful, this game.
Yeah.
Playing as Sephiroth is sick.
I feel like that's the greatest part of the game. Like, I really enjoyed his
that's
fucking
Zack.
Game. Oh yeah, goodness. That's Zack.
Wait.
Oh, no. Wait. This looks way better, bro. This is just a video. Like, when you play the actual game,
it's 60 frames. Oh,
that shit is crazy.
Damn.
Yeah, I fought this guy.
Where's Waka at?
That's
10, man.
That's the only one I played, and Waka's the greatest character in all of Final Fantasy.
You in a whole different universe, bro.
I'm just saying. He's the greatest Final Fantasy character ever.
He
fights with a ball.
Well, you
my man's just beats
be fucking people
down with a soccer
ball. Wait, hold on. You don't like Red? You don't like Red?
Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah.
The dog? I like dog.
Who's
Red? You don't like him? Red's the dog.
The dog. He was just there.
Right there. Watch.
That's crazy.
Oh, the dog with the mohawk.
He talks. Yeah, he talks.
I don't remember him.
He has like a little fire crown.
Yeah, he has the grown man. Mohawk, right? Grown man.
Yeah, there he is.
There he is.
Looks like he looks like Scar's son from Lion King 2. What's his name? Kovu?
He definitely does.
Yeah, this is what happens when you move to Philly and then you get out of there.
Look at that. Look at the green. Oh, so good.
It did look good.
The game, it looks,
does look.
You know what?
Good.
You know,
look at that. So what I'm seeing is in this one, like in Seven, like you're kind of more like closed offish. Yeah, like open world, you're on a platform, well, kind of going there.
I think it's because it's a smaller story because it's a prequel.
True.
Oh, is this like? Oh wait, you can play as the dog.
You can play as all the everybody. Team. Yeah, everybody.
I'm playing this.
Yeah.
Swim.
You can play as Ezrith. She's kind
of.
I don't care about it. I don't care about any of that. I get to play as the dog. That's all.
Yeah, but you can play as Baird in Seven.
I'm just.
You beat Seven.
No, I beat Seven.
Seven remake.
I'm trying to figure out.
This is really it.
Because Barrett wasn't mentioning any of the prequel materials. I thought with the remakes, they're just going to do Final Fantasy Remake Part
6. Barrett might not be.
See, look. See, this, he's telling the story right there to them. That's what he's doing.
This is the present time.
Okay, now
you get it, right?
That's dumb as shit.
So this
it is.
So, Aaron, this is present time. He's telling the story and you're playing his story.
Oh, got you. Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's basically the whole game almost.
Yeah. So, this is at like.
This is a flashback.
No, I'm compared to the original. So this is like not that far into the original story-wise yet. Yes.
No.
That's still in the beginning, technically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's dumb as shit, though.
So now we still got...
But that's how they're expanding
like six,
it.
We still got like six other games to work on now.
That's why they're doing it this way.
Because it's like this one viral... of this beach scene with Tifa. With her boobs out. That was like from the older one, that, too. Like that beach scene, they had like a small level when they were like on the beach.
Jesus Christ. All right. I guess that's all I gotta say about that. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, no, that's that. He even fights different too. Like I like you know, because I'm still playing Seven. Actually, I was playing Seven for the last 2 weeks to try to get caught up. And you know, the combats are a lot different. The heavy hits are different.
Holy shit!
You know, look. I mean, we still got the same kind of moves with Barrett.
Mm-hmm.
Tifa as well.
Hey,
we don't get to play with her. I don't know her.
Yuffie?
Oh, yeah. I never. Do you play with her in Seven?
I think
In the expansion of Seven. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Not the base version.
No.
Oh yeah. That's the character I was telling you about.
In Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah. She makes that appearance.
Yuffie, right?
Kingdom Hearts. Yeah. Yeah.
That's how I know.
A lot of them do.
Zach was in Kingdom Hearts. I think Zach was in Kingdom Hearts, right?
The summons go crazy.
He might have been.
He's in Kingdom Hearts 3, I think.
I know Squall is there. In
oh, look at now she gets to. I don't know if she gets to do that in the regular version, but like, she gets to summon shit like that now.
Yeah, she gets to summon.
It's still a turn-based game.
It is, but more
freedom. More freedom.
This one, they get to let you choose if you want turn-based or if you want like action combat.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is what they should have did
years ago.
I don't know if they do that for the first one.
What, Seven?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they did.
The first remake, so you can pick toggle between the two?
Yeah, you can switch over to each teammate.
No. I mean, like, being able to play as, like, straight turn-based or action.
Oh, no. Yeah, it's just kind of...
I don't remember, because I just did straight action combat. I like that better than turn-based.
Looking up stuff for the game. That's ridiculous. They're still that early in the game, but...
In the story.
So what do you thought this was? You thought it was
continuing... Part two. At the capital, or at least at the Golden Saucer, and I don't know if you played the original Final Fantasy VII, but I'm thinking
I played it like 10 years ago.
Was that the one that it's over top? Yeah.
Like I said, shout out to Waka.
Yeah, I thought that we call up to the point we're gonna see stuff or Aerith or something.
I want to beat you with the soccer ball.
Not even close. Yeah, we're not even close to that. Oh, so the original already told all this already.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I don't. Yeah.
There wasn't it told the backstory. Yes, but like.
So all this is not really new to people who played the original.
Some of it's expanded, but if you watched Advent Children, original Crisis Core, and original Final Fantasy VII.
Because Crisis Core is also a prequel. It's
you kind of already know this.
Yeah, those are Pokemon cards.
But no,
that's a Cacnea.
That's how I get back to people who didn't buy it.
A Krabby.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
But it sounds like Nick likes it.
Oh, I fucking love it. This game's great.
I fucking love it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know why IGN put up this video. I wanted to kind of bring this up.
Damn, I didn't know Tifa had hands like that. She was doing all
that. No. Yeah, she got by. Yeah.
She got hands.
In the remake, she be fucking people up.
I'm like, damn. I didn't get to that for her yet. Get the players there.
Yeah, I don't know why you get like this is important. Fucking IGN, man.
Because IGN always knows how to fuck shit up.
Exactly. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, they beat the game, so let's fuck with it. Like,
let's fuck with it.
Like, let's have them
Show you the dumb shit.
Look at like let's have them naked. Why not?
Oh, yeah.
Aaron, look, he's getting hard. That's why he's looking down.
Oh, that's the part? Oh, I've seen this.
What kind of, what is this?
I know, right?
What? Yes! What in the hentai did we just turn into?
It's Japanese.
Yeah, but like.
Yeah, but look at Cloud. He doesn't even have a shirt on.
Yeah, Johnny's from the first one.
It's the beach episode for anime.
Yeah. It is.
It's gonna get ready for tentacle hentai.
Yeah, I feel comfortable. Like, I feel like something about to like happen. Like,
it kind of seems like one of those PS2. What was it? The girls that always got like bikini
volleyball.
Yeah,
like, DOA.
Oh, Dead or Alive, like that thing.
Yeah. See, look, you get to have no shirt on.
He's wearing Donald Duck's outfit.
I mean, Square Enix is owned by Disney now.
I know.
Huh? Look, you got your first person. Right.
That was clearly Disney inspired.
Yeah.
Probably see him Kingdom Hearts.
Exactly.
Yeah. Isn't they making a fourth one?
Yeah.
It's coming out.
I hope it was better than the third.
You didn't like
I didn't hate it.
It wasn't bad.
I didn't hate it. I didn't. Because I love Kingdom Hearts. I've been playing it since the beginning, but
It needed to be better.
This rides thing fucking annoyed me.
There was more Pixar worlds than Disney worlds, right?
I don't know.
But we have a lot.
Monsters Inc. was one.
We have a lot of ammunition now for four. There's definitely a lot of worlds.
Disney Pixar, same shit.
Well, Pixar is like a subdivision of
Disney. Yeah, but it's still because
it's still when Disney. Yeah, but I'm just saying there were Pixar worlds in.
I mean, I wouldn't say Pixar. I'd just say Disney is everything.
It's fucking crazy.
I'm saying they were more specifically.
Anywho, if anybody has anything else to say about any topics that we talk about today.
That was about it.
Shout out to Waka.
Shout out to Waka from Final Fantasy X.
The greatest, I almost say Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
Dude, Waka for Mortal Kombat 2. I'm just kidding.
So, again, glad to have you on this episode again.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back.
Hope to see you in the future. Hope to see you in the future. The fooder. I hope you guys like this episode. Please comment, like, and subscribe, and we'll see you on the next one.
Peace.